The Venezuelan opposition leader, Enrique Capriles, has criticized President Nicolas Maduro for declaring a state of emergency last week. Mr. Capriles said the decree giving Mr. Maduro extra powers to deal with the country's economic crisis was unconstitutional, and he said the president should stand down.
The moment of truth is coming. It's time to decide if you're with the Constitution or with Maduro. And that's a decision that the Venezuelan armed forces will have to make. We don't want a military solution. That's why we're seeking the removal of the president.
Mr. Maduro had accused the United States of leading a plot to deploy foreign troops in his country and force him from office. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill which would allow families of the victims of the September the 11th attacks on New York and Washington to sue the government of Saudi Arabia. But a White House spokesman said President Obama had serious concerns about the bill, and it was difficult to imagine he would sign it into law. Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto has announced proposals to reform the Constitution to allow same-sex marriages across the country. The president's move follows a Supreme Court ruling last year that declared a ban on such unions unconstitutional. Speaking at a national day against homophobia, Mr. Peña Nieto said he would seek to enshrine same-sex marriage in the Mexican Constitution and the federal civil code.
In this act, habrá de firmar una iniciativa.
At this event, I will sign an initiative to reform the Constitution to incorporate with all clarity the opinion of the nation's Supreme Court to recognize as a human right that people can enter into marriage without any kind of discrimination.
French riot police have fired tear gas and clashed with stone-throwing protesters demonstrating against government plans to change French labour laws. 75 arrests have been reported. In coordinated actions, truck drivers are blocking access roads to fuel and food supply depots, and train drivers across France have gone on strike. President François Hollande has said he's determined to see his labour market reforms go through. The United States Senate has approved a bill to provide more than $1 billion to combat the Zika virus, which can cause serious birth defects. The amount falls short of the $1.9 billion that had been demanded by President Obama. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
The White House has already borrowed $600 million from a pot set aside for Ebola, insisting that was only a stopgap measure. Since then, Republicans have been arguing that the administration doesn't need as much money as it claims for Zika, and that spending should be at least in part offset with cuts in other areas. Now the Senate has passed a bipartisan funding measure, short of what the president wants, but significantly more than the Republican-controlled House of Representatives was proposing. That means the two measures will have to be reconciled in some way.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The presumptive Republican nominee for the US presidency, Donald Trump, has outlined a wide range of his policies, including plans to speak to North Korea's leader and renegotiate the Paris Climate Accord. In an interview with Reuters news agency, Mr. Trump said he would have no problem discussing Pyongyang's nuclear program with Kim Jong-un, a move which would mark a major shift in US policy. The United States has eased some sanctions on Myanmar, but it has retained its sanctions against the Burmese military. The BBC's Jenna Fisher reports from Yangon.
There's little doubt that this American decision has the full backing of Myanmar's dominant politician, Aung San Suu Kyi. Sanctions against state-owned businesses and banks, which Ms. Suu Kyi's new government now control, have been lifted. But restrictions remain on those closely connected to the Burmese military. Despite November's election and the subsequent handover of power, the army retains a major political role and continues to participate in ethnic conflicts and to commit human rights abuses.
Firefighters in Western Canada have been forced back from a blaze sweeping through an accommodation site for oil workers. The entire population of the town Fort McMurray have spent more than 2 weeks away from their homes, with no word yet on when they can return. Speaking from a camp 70 kilometres north of Fort McMurray, one of the oil workers, BJ Spears, described conditions at the oil facility before he was evacuated.
It's 3 p.m., middle of the day. I expected to see, you know, some sunshine, but it was completely dark. I thought it was midnight. So I asked what's going on, and a couple of my friends just said that we were being evacuated because of smoke. You know, you're so intimidated by the fire and the smoke that, you know, you just want to get out of there.
The U.S. Senate has unanimously backed President Obama's nomination of Eric Fanning as Secretary of the Army. He will be the first openly gay person to become the top civilian official in any branch of the U.S. military. BBC News.